Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Nutri Medical Report, and we have Harley Schlanger back from the Roush Foundation. Websites are LaRouche, LaRouchePAC.com, and the Executive Intelligence Review at LaRouchePUB.com, LaRouchePUB.com. Harley, we had just a moment to talk about the key topics for today, and things just keep rolling on. It's kind of extreme what's going on in America in terms of the incompetence at the White House, taking orders from the United Nations, incompetent in dealing with Asian and the BRICS nations, incompetence in starting and promulgating on both sides of the war with ISIS and ISIL. Obama and his bunch of puppeteers, or puppeteering him and the others that regulate the function of the Corporation of America, are really driving America into the ground, aren't they?
Well, I think the most important thing you're looking at is that we have a failed culture. And that's why we've chosen presidents like George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, Barack Obama. And that's why we're left with a choice, at least according to the media. The inevitable choice is Hillary or Jeb in 2016. And this is a sign of a nation that no longer operates from the necessary level of creativity, of dialogue, of debate, of openness to ideas. And what we were talking about, one of the interesting examples of that is the water crisis, you know, where it's been apparent for a number of years that we were going to be facing a problem. In fact, in 1982, LaRouche wrote a pamphlet calling for a big infrastructure push, including the WAPA, which was titled, Won't You Please Let Your Grandchildren Have a Drink of Fresh Water? And 1982 to the present, now we're talking about, what, 33 years? Nothing has been done. Nothing to deal with this. So it's not as though this just sneaked up on us, but a culture where people don't engage in thinking about the future is a culture which is going to die. And that's where Obama's taking us.
I think, though, that Obama, as you very aptly said, Obama and the political elite, and we have a bunch of yahoos that are even running in the Republican Party for candidates. A few of them have a few bright lights, but a lot of them you have to kind of, you know, close one eye and kind of grin to even pass them. What we have is a system where Obama is, I call, the pimple on the abscess of the geopolitical monstrosity that's going on. And really the monstrosity is us. The fact that we are not engaged in the political process and we're not calling to task our leaders. We're not dialoguing and questioning the so-called mainstream, I call, snooze-tainment media. The fact that we're not questioning anything, whether it's our medical doctors, our lawyers, or the misjudgments of the Supreme Court, and international policy that's destroying the value of the dollar and our international status with other countries, Obama is deconstructing America, and he's just a symptom of the malaise of the public that won't be engaged. Really, the real problem is us. And we have a great audience here, but we're, you know, here at Genesis Network and on the NutriMedical Report, and at the Roush Foundation, the people that support you, we're a tiny fraction of the population. We need a bigger minority to even get this ball rolling. It's pretty desperately late. And the lack of engagement of an ignorant and viciously ignorant population is going to kill the country because we keep on electing bad leaders.
Well, and also the Congress. I mean, you can't exempt the Congress. Look at this Congress.
Well, they're all bad. Yeah. I mean, the guy is—he cries like an alligator before he eats you. I mean, it's obscene when to see this man behave, and you can tell he's lying through his teeth when he's been funding illegal immigration, when he's funding Obamacare, which is basically what we call a death spiral of health care. It's not fixing health care. It's creating massive new problems.
Well, and then you look at the leadership in both parties, and you look at the way they're trying to contain the debate. And let me give you an example. There is one of the things LaRouche said is that we've got to establish a minimal standard for someone to be president. And he said at this point, the simplest standard you could have, given the since 2008, there's been no solution to what led to the crash in 2008, and we're headed for a new crash at some point in the not-distant future because we're in a new bubble. We are seeing the physical economy collapse and the financial system grow based on pure speculation. So, therefore, a simple standard for someone to be president would be supporting the reinstatement of Glass-Steagall. That is the re-separation of investment banks from commercial banks, which would mean there would be no more government protection of investment banks. And people can say, well, you know, we had that in the past, and, you know, it wasn't investment banks or commercial banks causing the crisis in 2008. No, it was investment banks that were bailed out. And we have to have a policy that says no bailouts for investment banks. Investment banks will be allowed to collapse, to take the losses, to go under. And they should stop speculating, assuming that they're going to be protected. Now, there's only one candidate so far who's announced for president who's making the Glass-Steagall issue a presidential issue, which is Mark O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland. Now, I'm not endorsing O'Malley. LaRouche is saying that he's, at this point, the only one who stepped up to that standard. The others are all in favor of continuing the bailouts of Wall Street and excruciating austerity against the rest of the population and the economy.
Let's, for those people who haven't heard before, understand what a derivative is and so on. What people have to understand, the derivatives laws that were put in Glass-Steagall was put back, I think, in the 1930s, wasn't it?
Well, the Glass-Steagall was 1933. It was one of the first things Franklin Roosevelt did.
Right. And then what happened is it was taken up by Bill Clinton and his administration, which separated the wall from banks using your money to speculate on derivatives. Now, what's a derivative for those people in a short term?
Well, let me just make it clear. It wasn't Clinton who initiated the removal of Glass-Steagall. It was Phil Gramm, Bliley, and Leach of Iowa. So there were three congressmen, a senator and two congressmen. It was largely pushed by the Republicans. And Clinton signed it into law, the Gramm-Leach-Bliley bill. So he's not exonerated on it, but it wasn't initiated by him. Now, what it meant is that under Glass-Steagall, there could be no involvement of commercial banks in speculation. That is, in buying and selling mortgage-backed securities and making loans to shadow banking operations, hedge funds, private equity funds, and so on, that would take money and speculate, knowing that if there were losses, that the FDIC would bail it out.
Right. So I was carrying out a discussion the other day with my wife, and this is fundamental because you're like a specialist. You understand, and you zip through these high-powered terms. What I want to get back to is when I talked to her, she was a stockbroker when I first met my wife, Michelle. So that's like calls and puts. I said, no. Derivatives are different. They're speculative. It's like gambling. You can make a derivative on who's going to win the Keno ball drop in Las Vegas at a specific hotel. I mean, you literally can make a derivative on anything. It's, in a sense, gambling. Can you kind of summarize what a derivative is and why the bubble economy is sucking the real economy dry? It literally is like a vampire coming in the night. And why it's not like calls and puts or even having an ownership in stocks or bonds or whatever. It's different, isn't it?
Well, and since we're coming up on break, maybe we should wait till just after the break because it'll take a minute to explain it. But the key thing is you've already said it. A derivative has no inherent value. It's a financial instrument that's written against something else that might have value. So it takes it is a bet. There's no other way to understand it except that it's a bet. And these bets are what's tying up the financial system.
Yeah, in other words, it's like betting on betting, and it's like even betting on the movement of the stock market, the commodities markets, and so on. And it's sucking up money that they can get more interest on betting than actually investing in the real economy. So there's a contraction of credit. The velocity of money is dropping. Back in a minute.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Is your whole health constantly challenged? Would you like to age less? Then consider taking Ageless Chocolate and Life Support from NutraMedical.com. Ageless Chocolate is a clinically validated, all-natural, fructose-free formula comprised of ingredients that promote overall gastrointestinal health and optimize the body's ability to detoxify harmful substances. In short, it will make you age less. Take Ageless Chocolate together with Life Support from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com. Life Support contains metabolically activated nutrients and detoxification cofactors that support stem cell rejuvenation, metabolism, gastrointestinal health, and anti-inflammatory pathways. Learn more and order Ageless and Life Support online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
And welcome back. So let's continue on the definition of what a derivative is. I've had a number of people ask me questions. It's like taking out insurance on your key man in your corporation, disability or life insurance, and it costs you so much per month that you can't run your business, which is what's happening to the contraction of credit of not only the transnational corporations, but also nations, nation states, and conglomerates like Europe and America, and the international bankers themselves. They can't even make money on derivatives anymore. About 2.5-3 years ago, their crazy scheme actually started to kind of stall. It's like anything. The only reason why the financial system works is you're throwing in so many different parts of the whole leverage of the system that you maintain a forward velocity like an aircraft, so you've got an updraft or uplift so that the plane doesn't crash, the economy in the world doesn't crash. But right now, the Baltic Dry Index is the lowest in 50 years. The velocity of money has never been so low since the Great Depression. And credit is contracting worldwide, and the middle class is being destroyed pretty well around the world. And yes, they've re-engineered the economy in Russia to kind of substitute the loss of trade with Europe. But these countries are all hanging on by their fingernails, including China, which has, you know, a couple hundred million people that have some income, 200 million plus. They're basically wage slaves in these giant factories that are mobile peasants across the country, and the rest are in the rural areas of China. The world economy, BRICS isn't really a solution, it's just a part of the solution. But the bankers have decided that rather than cede any power to another authority or financial system, they'd rather bring about World War III. And what I see happening is pure insanity. The war in the Middle East, which is the Sunni-Shiite wars being fanned by America and the global bankers on both sides, and even the conflict with Russia, didn't need to happen at all. It could have been a collaboration so that we would get rid of the drug trade and kind of normalize relationship with Russia and help to modernize their economy. The solution is not to get more saber-rattling. It's to get rid of these big bloated derivatives and banks that are investing basically in the bubble economy. And so to explain more about what derivatives are, because I think people need to grasp this and realize just how deadly the situation is and how it could lead to World War III.
Yeah, and I do want to take up a couple of other points that you made, because I think I have a slight disagreement on some of these things, but to start with derivatives is the right place to start, because what are derivatives? I mean, well, we have always had something called futures markets, and that's where derivatives started. The idea that at a certain point in time, you need money for something, whether it's or a stock market where someone has a company and they want to expand and they offer issues of ownership in the company, a stock, in return for which they're going to produce something and give you either dividends or the value of your stock will go up. With futures, it was the idea that you didn't know in February or March or January what the price of corn or soybeans or pork bellies will be when they're delivered. But the person who's producing them needs money to produce them, and so you bet on the price. Now, with the old futures markets, when it was regulated, there were two things that happened. One, at the end of the term of the contract, someone ended up with soybeans, pork bellies, or corn, so that there was a physical product. And whether the person made or lost money depended on what happened to the market price for that product. Now, the other thing that was involved in that is that the price was, for many years, we had what was called parity pricing for agricultural products, where if, in fact, the price fell below the cost of production, the U.S. government would buy up surpluses to make sure that the farmers didn't go bankrupt en masse by guaranteeing a price. In all the years we had parity pricing, which was from World War I to the mid-50s, the government hardly ever had to do that because there was a kind of self-regulating mechanism in agricultural pricing. Now, a derivative is something where there's no product at the end of the contract. There's only some financial agreement. You're either agreeing to pay money if a value of a contract goes up or down based on market valuation, but you don't own anything. You have nothing that you can show for it. That's why it's called a derivative. It's derived from something of value but has no value in itself. Now, part of the reason for this was after 1971, when the fixed exchange rate system was thrown out because of City of London attacks on the dollar that panicked the advisors to Richard Nixon, people like Paul Volcker and George Shultz, Milton Friedman and others, and they told Nixon to take the dollar off gold. and to put the in floating exchange rates. Well, floating exchange rates meant you didn't know for sure if you were making an export or an import contract what the currency you have versus the country you're buying from, whether the relationship would change or not. So, for example, if you contracted for something at $10 a product, you didn't know, and you were buying it in the other country's currency, you didn't know whether the dollar would go up or down. So they started selling what were called hedges or risk management instruments. And this is where derivatives started from, betting on price movements in currencies and commodities. And this is what arbitrage is in stock trading, where you try to anticipate where there's going to be a slight marginal shift and put a bet on that shift occurring or not occurring. Now, since that's so risky, instead of just having two-party contracts or counterparties, they started offering what are called swap agreements, or a swap is basically insurance on a derivative. That if you're afraid that you might lose a lot if the motion goes against you in the bet, you can purchase a piece of paper which is a guarantee that someone else will make up the difference. And this is not a zero-sum game, because you could have both contracts go in the wrong direction, in which case some party is going to have to come up with a huge amount of money. Now, then you add to that that derivatives were, because of the so-called swaps and credit default swaps, they were originally called, the risk management instruments, that you could, because that meant supposedly the derivatives were of value whether they went up or down, people started using derivatives for leverage and borrowing money from banks and hedge funds and equity funds based on their derivative holdings. So you have a bubble on top of a bet. That's essentially what was created. And with Lehman Brothers, it was something like 30 to 1 leverage versus $1 of actual sales value, market value, as opposed to face value. Now, today there are estimates that almost the whole banking system and the too-big-to-fail banks are closer to 40 to 1. Which means they've gone up 25% or 33% higher than what they were at the time of the Lehman crash.
Right.
And also, these banks now are 40% bigger than they were in 2008. So if you figure Citibank, for example, has $171 trillion listed in their derivative obligations, that doesn't mean if all of their derivatives failed, they needed $171 trillion. But they might need something like $50 trillion. That's three times the size of the U.S. GDP to bail out one bank. So that's why this is an unsustainable bubble. And yet
right.
We're told it's safe because of the insurance.
Wow. Yeah, it's not safe. And that, we've had all these experts on to say how there's likely to be a major correction in the economy this year. This is the reason. Back in a moment.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
1,000 gallons. And you could be a lot more than that. You could expect up to 10,000 if you had the whole roof going. And welcome back. And so I'm glad you spent that time to clarify that, Harley, because I don't think people have any idea. A scenario, and I mentioned on the break, and maybe you can kind of add some humorous side tones to it, but man hits alarm clock in the morning, wakes up, gets his feet up, ready to go make his coffee, gets a call from his office that don't come into work today. And he says, why? And he said, well, the internet shut down and the internet banking system is shut down by presidential order. And there's no credit cards activated now. They've been deactivated so that there's no exchanges of currency or online buying or anything. Don't come into work. And it can be that simple. People think, well, that can't happen. I say, sure it can happen. In fact, at the rate that things are going between the fight back and forth where Russia's trying to dump dollars and the petrodollar, in a sense, is dead, it's like, as I said in previous shows, the giant bull elephant that's been shot in the head by the big game hunter, and it's functionally dead, but its spinal cord is still allowing it to run for 5 miles before it face plants by the river. That's where we're at. And I expect at least a 20% major correction that's going to be very painful. It'll be like you get up in the morning, go out and say, hey, I'm going to have a bright, fresh day, get in an auto accident, and to save your life at the side of the road, the EMT has to clamp off your arteries in your legs, so functionally you're going to get your legs sawed off. And that's how you're not going to die. But that's the kind of pain I see coming to the world economy, and especially to America, where we have boiling wars in the Middle East, a teetering economy in Europe, and the BRICS nations scrambling to try to see if they can kind of patch together some kind of an economy. To be honest with you, the BRICS can't do it alone. They require a global approach by all the nations. And,
well, let me talk about the BRICS in a moment, but let me give your listeners a much more frightening scenario than a 20% blowout because, look,
I'm being conservative. I'm trying not to be wrong.
But,
yeah. I'm just trying not to be wrong. I know it could be a lot worse, but if I say 20% and it's 40, I say, gee, he was right, only it was a lot worse than he said.
Well, but I want to tell you why it's not going to be a partial blowout this time, because the little bit that was there in the past to protect people, the bailouts, there's no way, as I said, to bail out even one of the banks. You just don't have enough resources there to do that. And
right.
So you're actually talking about something now which is much, much, much larger. Now,
right.
How do you deal with something like that? Here's the way the average American deals with it. Oh, but you can say that all you want, but my portfolio is going up. I just got my statement,
yeah.
And my 401k is improving. Well, this is how, let's just say, ignorant most Americans are about the scam that's being pulled by the Wall Street and related firms. There's a bubble. The Federal Reserve is giving free money to banks, and the banks are either buying stock or loaning money to corporations to buy stock. And then they're selling it to the people who are their clients. And so your 401k is stuffed with financial paper that the banks have been bouncing back and forth to raise the value of. They make money every time they buy and sell it, and then they park it in your 401k. Now, the thing about a 401k is that most people figure, well, if things start to go down, maybe I'll have to liquidate it and take a tax loss on it. When things go down, they go down so quickly, you can't do that. You lose
right.
it, because if you try and cash it in and it's going down across the board, no one is going to be able to redeem it because there's so much tied up in these things. So virtually everyone who thinks they're secure is one bad derivative bet away from losing as much or more than they lost in 2008. And the average loss in 401ks was over 50% in 2008. Similarly, look what happened to home valuation. So we're really looking at something which is a potential out-of-control collapse. Now, when that happens, it's already the evidence we have from 2008 is the government is not going to move to help you. They're going to move to shore up the banking system. No one's going to help you. So either you preemptively move out of the system, and if you do it on your own, for example, if you have a 401k, you might as well cash it in right now and pay the tax losses on it. Take the tax losses, because at least you'll have something. If you wait, you'll have nothing. But that's not adequate, because the whole system's about to go, and if you think you're going to survive with your little bit of money, forget it. So this is why you and I have been talking about solutions for so long. Glass-Steagall's a starting point to end the bailouts, going to a credit policy so that instead of arbitrary creation of funny money to keep the banks liquid, we've got to have credit that goes to industry, to the Mittelstand, the small and medium enterprises that produce something. We've got to gear that up. Now, this is why the BRICS represent something that's different. And this is where Obama has just been given a real sharp kick in the groin by even our closest allies as part of the broad efforts of the Chinese to put their holdings in dollars to some use that will give them money in the future when the dollar collapses. What they're doing is they're creating a series of banks. One is the BRICS Bank, which is going to be called the New Development Bank and is going to come into existence in July. And that's going to be about $100 billion to $200 billion initially. The second one is the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank, which is going to have $50 to $100 billion, which is going to be investing primarily in Asian infrastructure. But if companies in Europe or the United States want to be involved, their country has to join the bank. So the Chinese set a deadline for joining the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank of March 31st. And the Obama administration told everyone, don't join it. We've got the World Bank. We've got the IMF. And everyone knows that's a joke, because the IMF and the World Bank don't fund anything. So what happened is that the Asian countries all joined, a lot of them joined, rather, And then the United Kingdom joined. And Obama sent a note to Cameron attacking him for doing this, saying, you're helping the Chinese. And Cameron basically ignored Obama, at which point Italy, Germany, and France joined. Then Austria joined. Then Australia joined. South Korea joined. Even Taiwan is applying now. Israel joined. Poland joined. Countries all over the world, 50 of them so far, have joined with China to be a part of this Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank.
Right.
Now, the important thing about this is that one country that hasn't joined is the United States, and we're standing there looking like idiots in the face of the world.
Well, it's like
we're trying to stop investment by countries in their own infrastructure.
That's crazy. See, this is the kind of policy that Obama couldn't run an ice cream stand on the beach in the middle of a hot summer day. And the people behind him are insane. They're literally trying to bring in people into the country to make a larger gruel class. They're stopping America from making international business deals. And quote, even having the policy of not having America make a difference in world policy for the whole world. It shouldn't be China leading the world now or Russia. It should be America. We should be the nation that actually doesn't have to be lectured by Mr. Putin or the Chinese as to how to run an economy. It's ridiculous.
Well, and here's the interesting point about that. I'm not worried about Russia or China as business competitors, but they are starting to put together what is a growing portfolio of investments, including in our own backyard in Ibero America. Now, Obama, by putting sanctions on Venezuela, just made a complete ass out of himself again, because now he's turned all of Latin America against us. Because Venezuela has certain kinds of problems, but they're not a physical threat to the United States. They're doing nothing to attack us. It's ironic. You recognize Cuba, and then you turn on Venezuela. The people in Ibero America are saying, what's
wrong
with this
guy? Does that make sense? It doesn't make sense, does it? It's schizophrenic behavior.
It's like supporting ISIS and thinking you're doing something good in the Middle East.
It's too stupid. It's still doing airdrops of military hardware and equipment. And on the one hand, it's saying that you're not going to put troops on the ground when they're creating a situation where we're going to have to. It's ridiculous.
What if Americans could have A, better health, B, a lower incidence of cancer, and C, a lower occurrence of fibrocystic disease of the breast, all from simply consuming more iodine? Nutridyne Iodine from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical.com is the answer. The toxicity of modern life is adversely impacting iodine levels. For example, Americans who are more exposed to fluoride than other populations have a desperate need for more iodine. Edgar Cayce's diatomic iodine, known as Nutridyne from NutriMedical.com, is a universal pathogen killer that helps regenerate cellular energy. If you suffer from low thyroid, chronic fatigue, mitochondria function, or to just feel better, then take a few drops of Nutridyne every day. Order Nutridyne at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
And welcome back, Arlie. Let's go over some of these other articles on water. And because here in California, this is a good example. We talked about this with Deborah Tavares about primarywater.org, just redirecting the Great Lakes across America, recharging the aquifers, stopping chemical-based hydrofracking, doing rational policies, and not just the stupid idea that you're going to recycle your way out of the disaster. Sao Paulo, Brazil is in the midst of this. 24 million people, the largest city in the southern hemisphere. And they're in immediate and catastrophic crisis right now. And California will be there in a year because the drought is now 4 years in, is not really getting enough snowpack in the mountains. The conduit system bringing water over the Tehachapi Mountains is not sufficient from the Shasta Lake area up in Northern California. But if they had the Nahuapa project, this would have all been a problem that would be easily dealt with. And that and, you know, desalination from the Pacific, at least before the crisis, Carlsbad started here in California doing this before Governor Brown got in office. But obviously you have to be able to generate energy if you have clean coal-burning technology or natural liquid natural gases, which is what I think happens because you create water vapor. That would be a simple way to generate enough power to drive desalination and take out the toxins, including radiotoxins from the water. And you have plenty of water here in California. We've got the ocean right beside us, the largest ocean on the planet. To me, it's just insane. With primary water, ocean water, and just redirecting water from Great Lakes, from the great rivers like the Columbia, there shouldn't be a problem here. But there is because we have incompetent maniacs at the top.
Well, I think... You know, you just said a lot of things that are in the post that we sent, that you do have the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific Ocean does offer us an enormous amount of water. We're not going to dry up the Pacific Ocean. But to desalinate, you need power.
Right.
And one of the things in California is that under the completely crazy environmentalist policies, the California officials, authorities, brag about the fact that they haven't added a kilowatt of power in the last 30 years or 20 years. Well, the reason we could get away with it is we've shut down industry, and there are certain areas where you can replace power in terms of heating water with solar and things of that sort. It doesn't really work for 35 million people, but handfuls of people can do it. But now we need some power because we need to desalinate the water. And we go through, there's an article by Ben Denniston that goes through precisely how we could do that and how we could get water in the short term flowing again. Now, the problem is that Jerry Brown doesn't want to do that. Jerry Brown is saying there are too many people in California. This is the line that's going out from Obama and others, that, well, gee, we extended the sustainability as far as we could, and now we can't do it anymore. Well, what are we going to do? Kill off 20 million people, 25 million people, send them to Utah? I mean, how many is too many? You know, the point is the drought is also expanding throughout the West, because one of the things about drought is that, especially as it's determined by galactic conditions, and if you go to the your website or telluriushpack.com and read the article by Ben Denniston, what Ben points out is this has nothing to do with man's activity on Earth. It has to do with galactic cycles and cosmic energy, cosmic radiation. And there's a 32 million year cycle, which actually determines the relative amounts of water that are available on the Earth. Now, California, as you know, Dr. Deagle, has gone through in the last 50 years a fairly wet cycle, given the known history that we know for California. It's not going to get better from rainfall or doing rain dances. And it's not going to get better if, in fact, Jerry Brown's policies to cut, if we have 1 year of water, according to NASA in California, and you cut water consumption by 25%, what does that do? It gives you a year and a half or a year and 4 months instead of a year of water. That's no solution. So we've written a series of articles. And one of the things LaRouche has said is that this should be an issue in the presidential campaign. Because California, Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, Texas, these are some states that are important to the economy, but especially California and Texas, when it comes to food, these are two of the three or four most important states in the country.
Well, also the technology, too.
There.
Well, the technology, too. I think something like 65-75% of the parts for the military-industrial complex come from California. High tech, the movie industry. Right. Here's the situation. They don't really want a solution. We've got primary water, we've got redirection of the great rivers, we've got the Pacific Ocean, and so on. But here's another thing I want to throw into the mix. There are galactic cycles, like you mentioned. But on top of that, we have a blocking high out in the Pacific to block the radiation coming in from Fukushima. I talked to Senator Wyden and their nuclear expert, and Senator Feinstein. And they don't answer any straight questions. It's like talking to the Sinn Féin party in Ireland. You never get a straight answer. These people are criminals, as far as I'm concerned, because they won't fix Fukushima, but they'll do a blocking high out. I mean, you know they're using space-based weather modification warfare to block high amounts of radiation, and we know the Pacific Ocean is dying. We know the great whales are not singing anymore from whale experts. We know that the starfish are falling apart. The rookeries for the pelicans are basically, you know, population less, and it's in the rescue areas here and at SeaWorld here near San Diego is basically seeing the death of even all the sea lion pups. So what people need to understand is there is a blocking high out there that's using weather modification. There's no such thing as normal weather anymore. Even the extreme weather in South America affecting Sao Paulo, Brazil, they're having a relatively wet South America, but they're blocking the southern part of South America where Sao Paulo is. And you know that this is a persisting system. It's not a normal system. It's not just because of the Macondo drill site, you know, that happened in the Gulf of Mexico that destroyed the loop current. No, there's a persistent weather modification policy to use weather as a weapon against nations like the BRICS nations. And I think that there's a specific plan to actually shift or depopulate parts of the United States and to crash the American economy and make sure it doesn't have an influence in setting up the world government. Because if you have a sovereign citizens in a major power like America, you can't have world government. You can only have a serf-type feudal system with a technocracy, a scientific technocracy, which basically stifles any new human development in terms of cross-cultural or scientific advancements to protect our planet from space weather and near space objects and advance human lifespan and create, you know, a zero-point energy and energy from fusion instead of fission. You know, as Einstein says, the boiling water with fission is a pretty stupid thing. What we have is a situation where the globalists are hell-bent on maintaining control even if it kills the human race and kills Gaia, our planet Earth. And they are manipulating the weather, and they don't give a damn because they can't deal with the fact of millions of Californians, Washington State, and Oregon State people not being able to have babies or having bloody noses and diarrhea with acute radiation sickness. That's the facts. And the bioaccumulation over the next number of years will hit that wall, and we're going to start seeing the death of the tops of the forests. We're going to see not only the seabirds and the birds that are carrying along the coast, like in the Georgia Strait, dying, which they are right now, and we're going to get Dana Durnford back on the program after his work over the last number of months. What I see happening is a catastrophic collapse of the biosphere in the Pacific Ocean first, then the coastal areas, and over the Rocky Mountains, because these airstreams carry it to the Midwest, and the food belt, and America is going to have an ecological collapse. And our president...
The thing is, it's happening immediately. And this,
right.
This has to do, as I said, with the with the galactic cycles. And you know, at this point,
those are secondary. There's a secondary. Those are secondary. The galactic cycles are there every so many million years. They're secondary. I can tell you from regular and classified sources without any wavering whatsoever, and I can tell you exactly how they do it because I took care of people working at U.S. Space Command. We do not have normal weather because they're purposely making us have a catastrophic drought, period. Yeah, there's galactic cycles, but we could overcome that. But even if we were having a galactic cycle, why don't they have a policy of NOAAPA? Why don't the president have a commission on the disaster that's going to happen here in a year?
Well, because they do intend to kill off people.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter if it's galactic or if it's artificial. Their policy is to cause major depopulation of the West, southwest of the United States, and to kill millions of people and put us in compacted super cities, which by 2050 is the policy of the United Nations and the world government. Kill off most of us and put the rest in super cities.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.